we had this week two big events. You had Fat Tuesday and Ash Wednesday, which should remind us something big is about to happen. And so I want us, you know, Richard was just saying something big is happening at his place tomorrow. Anybody who's known Richard for a while, you know, knows he's been trying to get this done. But you know what? He still doesn't have it done, but somebody else does. Person's moving in, and it's going to be a good tenant, you know, because God brought them at the right place at the right time. So look past. You did the right thing by looking past what you already have to what is going to be. Because God says in His Word, speak to those things that are not as though they already are. So we've had Fat Tuesday, we've had Ash Wednesday, and everybody now, I can remember those days of Lent when you gave up something, and all you look forward to was the end of Lent. So you could, it didn't matter what it was, chocolate, cussing, whatever it was you gave up for Lent, you could do it again. And it ended, or it ends, with a celebration about the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. But even before that takes place, I want us today to look past that, because something took place that God promised Israel and reenacted it twice a year. And as we were talking in Bible study, sometimes things hide in plain sight and it goes on right in front of us. That's what was going on in Israel. Twice a year, God says to them in Isaiah chapter 43. Excuse me. Let me see if I'm in the right one where I will do 44. We could do 43, but it wouldn't be right. It says, remember in Israel, twice a year, something would happen. He called it the former rain and the latter rain. But in Isaiah 44, he says, for I, verse 3, I keep forgetting, Jay's going to put it up on the screen, so it helps. If somebody's going to put it up on the screen, it helps them to know what they're putting up. Yeah. So he says, verse 3, for I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your offspring. They will sprout among the grass like poplars by flowing streams. Jesus is saying, twice a year this happened. There's going to be spring rains and fall rains. There's going to be times when things look not too good. Because I know, you know, Mike Bloomberg says, it don't take much to be a farmer. You make a hole, you put a seed in it, and you wait. Well, I don't know a lot about farming. I learned growing up one thing about farming. I don't want to do it. Not if, you know, I thank God every day. It's not my spiritual gift, you know. But I learned that You become totally dependent. See, back in the day when I was growing up, there wasn't much irrigation. You had to depend on the rains. And I don't care what kind of hole you have. I don't care what kind of seed you have. And see, Gumpa, who ran the farm that we worked on, you know, he would, before he planted seed, he would take 10 of them and he'd put them on a burlap sack and he'd moisten the sack and water them and all to see how many of the 10 were going to actually sprout. And if 2 out of 10 sprouted, then they know only 20% were going to turn into crops. If 8 out of 10, he'd know it was going to be a good year. So he would kind of look forward, but he knew if the moisture didn't come, nothing was going to happen. It didn't matter whether it was 2 or 8. You can pretty much know something is going to happen. And God is saying here, something past Easter was about to happen. Something past the sacrifice, something past the resurrection, something that was going to be so important that there is no harvest without it. And God is saying in Isaiah, understand something. I will pour the water out. This isn't dependent on the songs you sing or running around the sanctuary or raising hands or speaking in tongues or not speaking in tongues. This is dependent on me. I am the one in charge here. And see, that's what churches forget. Churches think, well, if I go to this church or if I go to that church, and maybe you've never heard people say this, I went to the church and the Spirit wasn't there. Well, what were you doing? Maybe he sent you to bring it. I'm not going there. You go where God tells you to go. Because let me tell you something. When God wanted to bless his son, he didn't send him to the oasis. It says he took him out into the wilderness, into the desert place. Because let me tell you something. You can learn when you're in a desert place, you appreciate the water a whole lot more. And he says, for I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. When is it going to come? We've waited long enough. We've waited long enough. When are you going to do this, God? When are you going to do this? And in Joel, we'll begin Joel chapter 2. Where do I want to begin? Let's start with verse 23. He says, I will repay you for the years the swarming locust ate and the young locusts. See, that tells me that when this blessing is going to come, it's not going to be in a time of plenty. I don't know if you've watched. See, I got a little excited about the stock market going way down. Yeah, two reasons. Yeah. If I've ever thought about buying stock, I don't want to buy when it's high. And then I thought about buying stock, and I even called and got some prices. But then I remembered Wall Street is not my source. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I may be some dumb. I didn't want to turn into plum dumb. I already know what happened to my 401k once. So, what's the definition of insanity? Maybe I should do it again and see if it's different this time. Yeah. And God says, I'm going to repay, not Wall Street, not a denomination, not a friend. He says, I will repay. I will restore. I'm going to bring it back. That's the first thing he says. He says, my great army, wait a second, that I sent against you. I thought it. The devil didn't send those dogs, Eunice. I don't know what was wrong with those chickens. Probably bird flu. You know? But God took care of it. He said, I sent the dog. You know what? And even after the dog got the chickens, you're still getting eggs. Yeah. He says, my great army, or dog, that I sent against you, you will have plenty to eat and be satisfied. You will praise the name of Yahweh your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. My people will never again be put to shame. Think about her testimony. Dog, chickens, and a burning propane tank. I don't know if you've ever seen what a burning propane tank can do, but I remember driving a Mr. Softy ice cream truck, and they said, if that thing ever catches fire, it'll take out two city blocks because it ran on propane. Yeah. So the best thing you can do if you have a problem with it is get as far away as possible, as fast as possible. So, yeah. He says, you're going to have heat and better heat. It says, you will know that I am present in Israel and that I am Yahweh your God. And there is no other, my people, will never again be put to shame. After all this happens, after Calvary, after it looks like going to be one of the disciples, they're standing not near the cross. Only one was near the cross. But they're standing around burn barrels. I don't know how it could get any worse than this. I know, Pete. How do you think I feel? I'm the one who told you to come to him. Why did I ever listen to my little brother Andrew? I always knew I was the brains of the outfit. Why did I ever follow him? He says, after the worst that could possibly happen, think about what took place that day. After he fed the 5,000, after the water to wine, after the lame walk, after the blind see, after Lazarus comes forth, after Calvary, do you know how long a day is? Yeah, they say it was 3 days, but this was Friday. All they had to wait was Saturday. Have you ever thought that God ended all, right in there it says, God finished the work he had done and rested on the Sabbath. God finished the work he had done and rested on the Sabbath. But Sunday's coming. He says, after. So it doesn't matter what we're going through, see? It doesn't matter that the stock market is down. And I don't know if you watch, I know they called it a debate. It wasn't a debate, it was a free-for-all. You know? I don't know why I ever did this, but I agreed to teach school at one time. You know? And it was like asking a question in a class. And everybody thinks they have the right answer, and there's really only one right answer, and I already knew it, or I wouldn't ask the question, but they're all talking at once. And I remember being at a Church of God school taking my Greek, and when the teacher would say, let us pray, I'm conservative, came from conservative Catholicism. And when you prayed, this is how you prayed. Nobody could hear it. Two reasons. One is, you're in a Catholic church and you're supposed to be quiet. Second is, you don't want your buddies to know you're praying. You know? But quiet. And so, before every class, my Greek teacher at Lee College, Cleveland, Tennessee, would say, let us pray. And it's sounded like the old crap games I used to get into on board ship. I mean, everybody talking at once, and you couldn't understand anything going on, but everybody, bedlam's breaking loose. See, and Jesus says, look, when everything, in here he said, when everything is going crazy. That's what that debate looked like. Everything. And one of them even said, somebody says, your time's up. Well, why should I stop talking? Nobody else stops talking. And then they say, you know, we wouldn't have this virus if it wasn't for that president. And then the president can say, you know, we wouldn't have that virus if it wasn't for them Democrats. See, when everything is at its darkest, when it looks like everything is going to hell in a handbasket, including our own lives. See, one of the reasons we do testimonies is because we need to hear that when it looks like there's nothing in your account and you deposit $200, we talked about that last week. That's gospel multiplication. Yeah. I don't know how you deposit $200 and it shows up $2,000, but thank you, Jesus, it does. I don't know how you're supposed to get paid next month, but it shows up this month. But thank you, Jesus. See, when it looks like just in the nick of time, there's an old country song. Ivan, you may know it. I don't know. If you do, you can let me know. Jesus is coming at midnight, and it's 11:59. Yeah. That's what it's, Jesus here is saying, look, don't look for the good. See the good in what's going on. And there is nothing good but God. See, if the stock market gets back up to 29,000, thank you, Jesus, for those who are in it. If it doesn't get up, back up to 800 points it was down, you know, at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And people are panicking, saying it's the president's fault. It's not the president. I don't know, maybe the president doesn't realize this. He's not in charge. Or maybe he does. Maybe he does. I know he's brought prayer back into the White House, so maybe he does. So Jesus says, Once it looks like that, you're about to embark on a special time. What time is that? It's not the resurrection, as important as that is. There's something that happens. See, it's not, as little Mike would say, make a hole, put seed in the hole. That's not the important part. The important part is when the water came, the soil changed. See, when the water came, when the seed is sown at the right time, in the right place, under the right conditions, germination takes place. And God says, I'm just preparing your soil. Because it says, after this, I will pour out my spirit on all humanity. Then, when the rains come, it changes the soil for those seeds from a tomb to a birthing room. And God says, at this time, you soil are about to be changed. Because he says other places, take these words and hide them in your heart. Keep them in some place with a safe for safekeeping. You know, just bury them. Just bury them. It says, I will pour out my spirit. Just like he said in Isaiah, I'm going to send the rains. And he did. It says, I will pour out my spirit on all humanity. Then your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Have you ever wondered when? Mountain View today, we're going to have a couple of child dedications. And the Bible says, train up a child. And you wonder, because it says later, they're not going to forget it. Yeah, they're not going to forget it. Because the soil, no matter what happens, that soil can say, you ain't getting out of here, seed. I'm holding you in. I'm holding you in. I'm not going to let you out. And then all of a sudden, have you ever seen trees growing in rocks? Do you think that rock wanted that tree to come up there? See, but when God says, this is where you're going to grow, I don't care how far you are from God. When he waters it and you sprout, you begin to shout. See, it's not the church, it's the God you serve. It's the God who waters. He says, then your sons and your daughters, whether they want to or not, they're going to prophesy. See, we have some idea that God only uses holy people. And it's true and not true. We're all holy. Yeah. I mean, we've been shot by Satan thousands of times. So we're holy that way. But he's looking for holy people, people who are sold out for him. He says, then your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your old men will have dreams, and your young men will see visions. You know, what he's saying is, you know, things that those of us that have snow on the roof, you know, are saying, wouldn't it be nice if? Wouldn't it be nice if? Wouldn't it be great if? I've always... But here's the problem, see? I can still get down and work if there's somebody there to help me back up. Yeah. Or I'm crawling around looking for something. See, that's why it says, and you're a young man. That's the energy. See, that's the energy. Those that were trained, those that heard the word, those who let the seed come in. See, the soil just lets the seed come in, and then it's out of the soil's control. Because once God sprouts it, you don't have to be a godly man to be used by God. Because it says God ordained Nebuchadnezzar. And I used to wrestle with that. He wasn't godly. And I've even heard people say, well, after he saw the four in the furnace, he was converted. That's not in Scripture. In Scripture, it actually says, literally, and the fourth looks like the son of the gods, not the son of God. The son of the gods. We don't know if he was ever converted or not, but I know he was used mightily. See, he doesn't have to be. He just needs to have the Spirit poured out. It says, I will even pour my Spirit on the male and female slaves in those days. Now, you think about that. That's people who have no choice. People who haven't made a choice. People who don't have a right to choose. People that don't know anything other than, I guess this is my life. I guess this is the way it's always going to be. See, that's where the disciples were. And I know the resurrection had already taken place. But see, the former rain had come, the spring rain. That gets you halfway through. Did we sing last week, all I know is I'm not home yet? This is not where I belong. Take this world, but give me Jesus. This is not where I belong. If you look in Acts 2, something is about to happen. It isn't like the resurrection happened and they ran out and told everybody. We're thinking, see, we have this idea that an event happens, Stan, like it's your birthday. An event happens and immediately the blessing comes. But they didn't go. They were still hiding. I mean, they might tell some people, but it wasn't until 50 days. That's what the word Pentecost, remember, Pentecost has nothing to do with the Holy Spirit. It has to do with 50 days, 50. Penta, like pentagon, five sides. Penta, 50 days afterwards. Something the latter rain. See? Because another thing I learned about farming was they're not chia pets. You don't spread it and it instantly comes up. It says here in chapter 2, verse 17, and it will be in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all humanity. Then your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. I will even pour my spirit on the male and the female servants. And what took place that day is what's about to take place. See, that was the former rain, just like Israel. The latter rain has not taken place. The latter rain is about to take place. How do I know it? Because if you just look around and see what was going on, the farmers, Jesus even talked about it, says, they know the seasons. They know when to get ready. They don't know exactly when the rain's going to come, but they can see the signs. You know, it's kind of like we were supposed to fly down the Tappahannock one day. Past a friend of mine from Woodbridge flew down here, and then we were going to fly to Tappahannock, have lunch with the pastor from there, and then fly back. But we got the Shannon Airport, or he got the Shannon Airport, to pick me up, and it got dark, real dark. And then he looked, and lightning's coming. He said, you know, I think I'm going to rent a car and drive back to Woodbridge. I can leave the plane right here. See, you can read the signs. You can know when it's about to happen. And the same is true. Jesus said, we can look. The problem is they want us to look at Corona. They want us to look at the stock market. They want us to look at debates. They want us to look at political parties. They want us to look at prices of everything. For goodness sake, think about buying a vehicle today and then what you paid for your first house. Yeah. I can't even get a good used vehicle for what I paid for my first house. Times are such, and Jesus says, you will know that it's about to take place. What's about to take place? The same thing that took place before. You're going to get this holy boldness about you. Not that you're just going to run out. They didn't run out and tell everybody, because when they did, like Saul, who became Paul, when he wanted to run out and tell everybody, what did God do? Put him in protective custody. The witness protection program. Yeah. But no. See, the others knew when to speak and when to be silent. How did they know that? See, we get so excited. Could you imagine a plant coming up? A tomato plant gets about this high, and it says, oh my goodness, this is good. This is really good. I think I'll grow tomatoes right now. And it gets about 12 beefsteak tomatoes. It can't carry it. It can't handle it. Yeah. In its time. But people, we are living in the most exciting time in Earth's history. Not just the second coming. God is about to pour out the latter rain. God is about to germinate something within us. And when it's starting, we have smatterings now, but it's not poured out. It says without measure. See, right now, this one gets it and that one gets it. Right now, we have good days and bad days. See, I'm waiting till I knew they're all bad days, because then I know it's going to be all good days. Yeah. And right now, try to turn on the news. People, have you ever heard anybody say, I don't watch the news, it's all negative? Thank you, Jesus! The latter rain's about to be poured out. Huh? I don't watch that, because all it is negative. Thank you, Jesus! Yeah. Now, there is a voice quiet crying in the wilderness. Yeah. See, I'm not concerned, as concerned about making America great again. I want God to be great again. See, I want God to be in charge. I want God to be in the forefront and everything else in the background. But that doesn't happen without this event, the latter rain. It's about to take place. It's about to take place. And see, we think a lot of times it has to happen. We get so into timelines that I know Easter's coming, so it can't be the latter rain because it's Easter and that's the former rain. And the former rain can't come when the latter rain's supposed to come. It has to be at a certain... No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. God says, my ways are not your ways, and my ways are past your finding out. The latter rain came in the spring, but let me tell you, this latter rain can come in the heat of summer. It can come in the dead of winter. It can come whenever he says, I will pour out my spirit. See, he's the one who stands on the assembly line and says, it doesn't say latter rain till I say it says latter rain. Now, there are sprinklings of it. But people, it will be undeniable because you will know. You will know when it's come upon you. I've never heard, walking through orchards, when we lived in Jersey, we were right next to a peach orchard and a peach apple. It was an orchard. But I never heard them trees going, I don't feel like putting peaches out today. You know what? I want to do apples. See, it's going to do exactly what God wants it to do when it wants it to do it. I've seen that peach orchard at times. It would get blossoms, and you expect peaches, and all the blossoms fall off, and you got no peaches, and then later blossoms would come again, and you go, that's odd. Just doing what God has to do. That's what you're supposed to do, people. Just do what God has for you. Nothing more, nothing less. I don't understand it. But I know it works. I know it works. And God says, I will pour it out. I will display wonders in the heavens and signs. People, I know. You know, it's like, what did Jeremiah say? It's a fire in my bones. You know, I know that it's coming because of all the signs. I mean, nobody can find some place where there isn't discord and dissension. And I mean, you know, we talked a couple weeks ago. You know, he says, you know, one of the things that's nice is there's no infighting here. You know why? Because you only have one master. And I know pastor rhymes with master. But pastor never should be a master. Yeah. We only have one master. We don't follow people. We don't follow denominations. We follow the one who says, my sheep know my voice. And that's what makes the difference. See, it's not about who we go to church with. It's about who we go to church with. It's not about who's in here. It's about who's in here. And each one of us, see, we're the bride and he's the bridegroom. Each one of us has an independent marriage with our bridegroom. And like Song of Solomon, we just want to please the groom. Just want to please the bridegroom. We just want to invite him in. And that's why Jesus says, you see, I believe he's looking down and says, see that building down there? You mean the one with the leaky roof? Yeah. That's so my spirit can get in. That's soil down there. And I planted the seed. And I know that soil, if it could talk, sometimes says, man, I was doing so good. Why'd they have to come turn me over and dig me up? And yeah, I was all nice and warm and cuddly. Now I'm loose and they put these irritating things in me they call seeds. And that's the way we are. God says, but watch what I'm about to do with that seed. And then you look up and you see one pot belly droplet, arms and legs flailing, coming down to the ground. And you say, that ain't much. What good is one drop? And God says, that's just a sign. And all of a sudden, the heavens open up and a deluge comes. And all these drops come down and something starts inside of you. And I don't know if you've ever seen a magnesium fire. But what happens with magnesium, when you put water on it, it grows hotter and explodes, actually. And see, that's what happens when the water comes on. There are magnesium seeds he puts inside of us called gospel. And when he puts the water of the Holy Spirit on it, boom, it flares up and we can't help ourselves. That's looking through Easter, you know, they're looking at Lent. I'm looking at what's about to happen when the Spirit is poured out. I will display wonders in heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and a cloud of smoke. And I'm ready to go, hi ho, silver away. Yeah. It's about to happen, people. It's about to happen. How do you know? How can you be so sure? Because as surely as it happened in the book of Acts, he says it's going to happen. That was the former rain. And if I sent the former, the latter's coming. I know it was your birthday. I know it was the resurrection. But the Pentecost didn't happen for 50 days. After 50 days. That's why it says, they that wait upon the Lord. I don't know. about you. Carol, you were at the hospital yesterday. Waiting is the hardest thing you ever do. Yeah. Because I don't know about you. But all I know is I ain't home yet. I know this is not where I belong. And I ain't talking about a warehouse or any. Earth is not where I belong. Yeah. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through, you know. I know soon and very soon the outpouring's going to happen. And it's going to be different for each one of us. Just like every marriage is different. Just like every relationship is different. It's going to be different, but I know one thing. It's all going to be good. And someday we'll hear Jesus say to Adam, it all worked out anyway, didn't it, Adam? Let's bow our heads. Father, as we think about what's about to take place, just like Richard with the apartment, I know it's been a long time, but it all worked out anyway, didn't it? Father, just like Christine with her bank account, or Wendell with the check coming in, or Ivan with the time to sing. It all worked out anyway, didn't it? Oh, Father, thank you for being our source. And soon, I don't know what day it will be, but I know what Stan will be saying. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. Oh, Father, you who began the good work in us will see it through to completion. And as surely as you sent the former rain in the book of Acts, you promised the latter rain in our day. Oh, Father, our request would be, make it soon. Make it soon. But should you choose to tarry, Father, we're not going anywhere. Because like Peter said, where else could we go? Oh, Father, thank you for the privilege of serving, of listening. And Father, thank you for the privilege of obedience. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.